Axis Mundi.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators.
Welcome to Straight White American Jesus. My name is Brad Onishi, faculty, University of San Francisco. Our show is hosted in partnership with the CAP Center, UCSB. And I'm here today after a week break because I was gone with my co-host.
I'm Dan Miller, professor of religion and social thought at Landmark College. It's always nice to see you, Brad. And I've been thinking of you in California, and I'm like, oh, it's almost as hot in Massachusetts now as it probably is there. So, you know, I'm with you in spirit, if not in presence.
I will say, yes, I don't even want to talk about it because we've had, where I live here in the Bay, we've had a very mild summer and there's been no fires in our area, but it's, I just don't even like saying that out loud because then I just have to wonder what's going to happen tomorrow.
But you just started like four fires in California. Good job, Brad.
I really, like, it's amazing how we live here because like I do feel like, you know, I'll be driving and I'll see some smoke and I'll be like, oh man. And I get on Twitter, you know, when I park and be like, is there a fire? Is there not? And it's just how it goes. And there are fires here. And if you're suffering from a fire up north in Northern California or other places, we're with you, we're thinking of you. Okay, Dan, you spent last week, you had an issue, you know, family stuff happened with a family dog. I'm not going to tell the story. If you want to, you can. We don't have to. But I will say that I know it's hard as parents sometimes. We don't like always have like wins, but at least you're not Alex Jones' lawyer who accidentally sent his whole phone to the other lawyer. So, you know, like maybe if you're out there listening or Dan, if this is, you know, you today as a parent and you're like, man, I should have done that better. Like the other day I messed up my 10-month-old daughter's food a little bit and, you know, I kind of didn't do the right food, I don't know how it goes. Supposed to give her carrots, but I gave her blueberries. Oh man, you know, at least I didn't send the other lawyer Alex Jones' whole phone. You know, does that make you feel bad? I mean, do you feel like you can do that today, Dan? Like if you have a minor mishap with your kids, you can at least remind yourself that you didn't do that.
At least I didn't like potentially ruin somebody's life.
I mean, that phone is now going to the J6 Select Committee. And, you know, I mean, like at least if you mess up today, right? You like forget the one grocery bag in the car and some frozen peas spoil. At least you didn't send the entire phone to the other lawyer.
To the opposition, right? And maybe you send somebody to prison. We could be so lucky if it actually had those consequences, I think. But yeah, so yeah, it does put it in perspective. And for anybody who did hear, yes, I brought home a little 3-year-old Italian Greyhound to my kids the other day and it escaped like hours later. But what we recovered it. So it was not a complete parent fail. Instead, I like to think that my kids will remember the tenacity with which I tried to recover this dog for 5 nights and 5 days and eventually did. And hopefully I can be hero parent instead of failure parent. And I did not do anything like, you know, sending my daughter's social media stuff to her frenemies at school or something like that.
There it is.
So that would be the analogy.
I hope you're writing a screenplay because that sounds very biblical to me. But you know, I want Pixar. I want one day to sign on here and see that you've got like a brand new fancy office because you've signed a deal with Pixar for the show. Here we go. We've got a seminar that is starting soon, people, and there's a couple spots left. So if you'd like to sign up, go to straightwhiteamericanjesus.com and get in there with Sarah Mosliner and Purity, Culture, Race, and Embodiment or Disembodiment. A lot of you have reached out and are saying, hey, I'm in need of scholarship. You know, is there any way? And I'll just say, reach out to us. If you're out there and you're like, I'd love to do that, but I can't afford it, send us an email and we'll get back to you and we'll try to figure something out. We'll do our best. Okay. So if you are like, I want to, but there's no way I can afford it, so forget it. Send the email and let's get together and see what we can work out. All right. Other than that, we have Dan's series on Wednesday still going. It's in the code. And on my end, I'm very excited, Dan. I got to hold the advanced copies of my book this week. So that felt good. For 5 nights, we're chasing a dog. For the last 5 nights, I've been sleeping with a book under my pillow. I wake up in the middle and I just sort of make sure it's still there and that it's actually real. So I'm realizing that sounds a little creepy as I'm saying it. So it was meant to be cute, but Dan, if you feel like this is, we've reached a place where, yeah.
What I actually think should happen is that your partner should remove the book while you're asleep and then just in the morning pretend that like there's no knowledge of this book and it was all just a dream and see what that does to the mental health of Brad and Ishii.
I'm glad that my partner does not think like Dan Miller is what I'm realizing right now. I'm glad that we are only partners on this podcast because, okay, all right. Things just got a little personal, you know, like we talked about books and marriages and dogs. Usually we're not delving into these kinds of things. So a lot of people listening right now are like, I'm going to keep fast forwarding until I hear the word Christian nationalism. And then I will know that you're done with your nonsense.
Well, we do have plenty of it. So, you know, the time has come. So in case anybody's ever like, oh, they must be doing this because there's nothing about Christian nationalism this week. It's never fear. It's still with us and some foreign Christian nationalism as well as we get into it.
So we usually do reasons for hope at the end, but let's start with reasons for hope. At least one, Dan. And that is the fact that in Kansas, many of you know this already, but we'll just kind of go over the bare facts here. Voters resoundingly rejected what would have been a new constitutional amendment to, in essence, ban abortion in the state. And turnout was enormous. This took place at the same time as the primaries. And so this was not a kind of like coinciding with a presidential election. Dan, there are a lot of independent voters in Kansas. And so if you think about being an independent, a lot of times you're not going to vote in a primary because you're not going to vote for a Democrat or a Republican, perhaps. And so this is one of those times when you really don't expect the whole state to turn out. So the projection was that about 36% of the electorate would turn out to vote. And they ended up with something just around 50. And so they blew the kind of turnout numbers out of the water. The numbers in terms of voting to reject this and in essence protect abortion in the state of Kansas far outpaced the votes for Biden, right, in the state in 2020. And so it's not like these were just all Biden voters who decided to show up or something like that. So Dan, in one sense, I think this is really obviously just unexpected great news. And in some ways, I think many are like, hey, this is a good sign for the future. Like there's a chance that the overturning of Roe v. Wade, that the Dobbs decision is going to completely backfire in the GOP. Others are like, you know, I'm not sure. So I have some thoughts, but I'll throw it to you. You see the Kansas stuff. You see what happened here. Is this it's obviously good news, but is this a sign of more good news or should we be wary?
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.
Thanks for listening today, y'all. As a reminder, you can help us keep doing this pro-democracy work by becoming a paid subscriber. Get ad-free listening, access to the 500-episode archive, a premium episode, and more. Go sign up now. It only takes a few clicks. www.axismundi.supercast.com. The link is in the show notes.